I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Health Report. Chronic diseases are the leading cause of death in the world. Yet, health experts say these conditions are often the most preventable. Chronic diseases include heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and lung disorders. The World Health Organization says chronic diseases lead to about 17 million early deaths each year. The United Nations agency expects more than 380 million people to die of chronic diseases by 2015. It says about 80% of the deaths will happen in developing nations. The WHO says chronic diseases now cause two-thirds of all deaths in the Asia-Pacific area. In 10 years, it could be almost three-fourths. People are getting sick in their most economically productive years. In fact, experts say chronic diseases are killing more middle-aged people in poorer countries than in wealthier ones. The WHO estimates that chronic diseases will cost China alone more than $500,000 million in the next 10 years. That estimate represents the costs of medical treatment and lost productivity. Russia and India are also expected to face huge economic losses. Kim Hak-soo is the head of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific. Last week in Bangkok, he presented a WHO report on the problem. It says deaths from chronic diseases have increased largely as the result of economic gains in many countries. The report details the latest findings from 9 countries. They include Brazil, Britain, Canada, China, India, and Nigeria. The others are Pakistan, Russia, and Tanzania. Mr. Kim says infectious and parasitic diseases have until recently been the main killers in Asia and the Pacific. But he says they are no longer the major cause of death in most countries. Health officials say as many as 80% of deaths from chronic diseases could be prevented. They say an important tool for governments is to restrict the marketing of alcohol and tobacco to young people. Also, more programs are needed to urge healthy eating and more physical activity. UN officials aim through international action to reduce chronic disease deaths by 2% each year through 2015. They say meeting that target could save 36 million lives. That includes 25 million in Asia and the Pacific. This VOA Special English Health Report was written by Cynthia Kirk. I'm Steve Ember.